Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, good morning. Rise and shine. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So, where were you yesterday? Yesterday was Wow Wednesday, and I really hope you were hanging out with us because we had a fantastic time over here on the due time. We started with our girlfriend Vivian and her socially conscious segment. Well, Vivian was full of news thanks to you all who listened and contributed to her socially conscious segment. Well, you know, she always starts off giving us those COVID numbers. And Florida and Texas have gone buck wild. We've got 35,000 people who now have COVID in 1 week in the state of Florida. And in Texas, I believe it was like 21,000 in 1 week. Now there is some rhyme and reason to this issue. We now have two new variants that have made their way into this COVID-19 situation, as well as us becoming real lackadaisical, masking up and protecting ourselves. And you know, this was anticipated. You know, this vaccine that's been available to us has kind of given a little false hope as to, you know, whether we can really be out here with our masks or not. Well, hopefully this will not go any further, but will definitely increase. But we'll see next week Wednesday, God spares. Well, we also talked about the Norwegian woman who was fined for not wearing a bikini when she opted to not show much of her body parts by wearing the short shorts. That wasn't good enough. The entire team was fined $17,000. So they're not the only ones who were going buck wild out in Florida and Texas. So are these people in Norwegian territory. And where are you going? Where are you going with this? Why are we fining women for covering up? And it's barely covering up because the short shorts are, they ain't a whole lot better than the bikinis. But goodness gracious. Yeah, we don't even have say over our body anymore. I say these women in the Olympics really need to stand up because they're really out of control now. Out of control. Well, what really hit the interest of all of us were it ended up being a part A and a part B, yeah. Well, the initial story was a 6-year-old who was arrested for picking flowers, specifically a tulip. And we took a poll yesterday to find out who was losing their mind even more. The person who called for the police to come, or the one who arrested the child. 6 years old, you being arrested for picking flowers? Well, a whole lot of six-year-olds and adults would be sitting up in jail if that was really a crime. So the poll said it was the one who called the cops who really, really have lost their mind. Yeah. Well, the B story, what Vivian mentioned, was the four-year-old who was arrested for vandalism and burglary. Now, help me out. How does a four-year-old vandalize and burglarize something, period? But if you want to go there, to the extent that you need to be arrested. Well, we talked about that with the women of worship. Yeah, we had our conversation about that. And, again, you know, what are we doing to these children? We're traumatizing the kids and we're making a mess of their lives very early in the game. And they're not going to forget these experiences. Yes, they're not. They're really not going to forget these experiences. And we really had a wonderful conversation yesterday, the women and of worship and myself. And, we really really talked about a lot of different things that made you go, yes. So, we had our techie talk. Dwayne dropped by and reminded us, don't load up your information in public. Forget that Starbucks, forget that McDonald's, those places that offer free, free Wi-Fi, that's what I want to say. Yes, go on for a little chatting here and there, but definitely don't pull up your personal information. It can't be trusted. We don't know, who's sitting behind and lurking, in the back trying to steal information. So you don't want to make it easy for them. And we finished off our morning with our Faith Over Fear segment with Pastor Charlene. And we had a good old time with our send-off. So that's how we spent our Wow Wednesday. Okay? So, today is Therapeutic Thursday. Yes, it's the day we talk about our health, whether it's our mental health, emotional health, physical health, and definitely our spiritual health. Well, I got some stuff to talk to you about today, and I think you're going to enjoy it. Well, why wouldn't you? It's Pastor Steph talking, and you always enjoy our conversation with the Due Time Crew. Come on. Well, listen, I want to invite you, as always, to join us. 516-387-1358. Again, the number is 516-387-1358. And if you don't want to call, you know we got our girl Shantice holding us down. 347-285-7777. Give us a hit. Let us know. Because listen, we're going to be talking about some stuff today. So if you really got something that crosses your mind and you want to, send us a hit, make sure you do so. Now, let me apologize in advance. Sometimes the conversations get so good. By the time I hang up, I go back and I see Shantice's comment from a listener, like yesterday. So I'm sorry for yesterday, whoever the comment was from. I didn't catch you. But sometimes it just gets so good that I get to talking and I forgot to, I forget to look. So I'm going to try to be a little better. And make sure I catch your comments, because I definitely love when you participate. Okay? All right. So we're getting ready to get our little break as we normally do. And you have your healthy breakfast, I'm sure, sitting on the sidelines. Yes, oatmeal, that can of sardines, the pomegranate juice. What about those fiber foods? Yes, yes, yes. Now, don't forget to bring your pen to the table. Yes, because I don't know how many more, but I think we're up to like 40-something items that you don't have to keep or you should make sure are not in that refrigerator of yours. Yes, and in the interim, we're going to figure out a place where we could go buy some cabinet space so we could put all this stuff. But make sure you get that pen and paper ready so you can continue the journey, okay? And if you haven't been getting the beginning part of this, you're going to have to go back and listen because we've been talking about this all week. That's how long. Yes, we talked about it Monday. We talked about it Tuesday. We didn't talk about it yesterday because it was Vivian's day. But today we're going to finish this list possibly because, again, I don't know how many more things that we got, if we do have any more things. Plus, there's some other stuff that, you know, you definitely need to hear and you may want to write down. So get ready. Because I'll be right back.
I'm Jason. I'm 32, and my risk for stroke is increased by 5 times because of an irregular heartbeat called atrial fibrillation, or AFib. Because of my young age, I'm not a typical AFib patient.
And I'm Pat. I'm 62, and I'm a 2-time stroke survivor with AFib, which is most common in older people.
Together, we are faces of AFib and stroke.
Telling our stories might help save a life.
Take action today by talking with a healthcare professional about your risk. And visit stroke.org to learn more.
Well, good morning, good morning, and good morning to you. You're on with this due time with Pastor Steph, and how are you today? It's Therapeutic Thursday. Yes, it's Health Day, and we're talking about your health today. Mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. All of the above. So get that pen and paper out, because I don't know how many more items are on this list, but we still got some stuff that needs to come up out that refrigerator. So what it looks like is we need to throw out the refrigerator. We need to throw out the refrigerator and buy more cabinets. Because I think between Kenny and Tamika, they didn't give me 40 things. I don't keep count. I just call them out. I'm like, yo, yesterday, I got to tell you this. Yesterday, I cut up a cucumber and I put it in a Ziploc bag. Because, you know, this whole house is Ziploc right about now. And I put it on the cabinet. And I was just, like, looking. It just looked so weird to see my cucumber on the cabinet. I couldn't get used to it, y'all. I couldn't get used to it. Oh, where's my brother Al? I couldn't get used to it. But I guess I'll try again. All right. Come on now. Foods that we need to keep out of the refrigerator. We're continuing that journey. Well, they say aged cheeses don't need to be in the refrigerator. Now, who would keep cheese outside of the refrigerator? And they say, but the curing processes for Gouda and cheddar, wow, can take up to 6 months. And you don't have to, you know, because that's what they do to preserve it and make it. You don't have to keep it in the refrigerator. I don't know, y'all, because already if they cut the cheese too thin in the deli, it's already sticking together, so I can't make a proper sandwich. So I don't know if I want to do that, because if it melts, then what are you doing? Right? Who wants melted cheese? Unless you want to melt your cheese. So I don't know, y'all. I don't know. I don't know about that one. Okay, let's see what else they say. Ah, olives. Wow. Again, something else I got to pull out the refrigerator. They say olives are already preserved in a sense, quote unquote, brined, and they don't need to be kept in the refrigerator unless you bought it in a can and you keep it out of the sun. As long as it's out of the sun, whether it's in a can or a jar actually at room temperature, it's good. So olives, pull those olives out of the refrigerator. Beef jerky. Now, we all know that's dried out beef. So you don't have to keep that in the refrigerator because it's already cured. Yes. Okay. You can pull out the beef jerky. What else they got? What else they got? Who puts potato chips in the refrigerator? Well, listen, Pastor Charlotte says she puts peanut butter in the refrigerator. So I guess chips in the refrigerator is not that crazy. But come on, y'all. It's already deep fried in oil. And they're saying that the salt and vinegar, you know, salt and vinegar chips, but the salt in the chips already preserve it, as we know. Salt is a preservative, so you don't have to keep it in the refrigerator. It won't go stale, you know, if you keep it outside the refrigerator and you don't keep it for like 6 months. Yeah. Crackers now. Crackers, yeah, I've put those in the refrigerator before. But do you ever notice it goes like soggy, stale-ish? And I noticed that once I stopped putting it in the refrigerator and I kept them in a different manner, like outside of the refrigerator, they stayed fresher longer. Well, guess what they say? Crackers go stale faster in the refrigerator. Yes. So if you still want that crunch in your cracker, nah, keep them out the refrigerator. Okay, nuts. Now, everybody who listens to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph should have some nuts in their house. If you don't, shame on you, and you don't want to get well, or you don't want to stay well, or you don't want to maintain good health, because nuts are on every single list we have, one kind of nut or another. Well, listen, don't put them in the refrigerator. Okay, they say nuts lose their flavor in the refrigerator. Okay, I would know because I don't keep my nuts in the refrigerator. Okay, so that ends our list. Nuts, the last thing that needs to be in outside of the refrigerator. Okay, all right. So don't say Pastor Steph didn't spend some time helping you out. Okay? All righty. Now, we're going to shift gear a little bit. And we just got finished talking about or listening to our PSA for stroke. And we're going to talk about signs of a stroke. Are you headed for a stroke? Can you believe that, yes, you can see signs at times that you're headed for a stroke? Okay, so, and they say they're quiet signs. Now, here's the reason why I talked about the nuts and you don't want to maintain your health. Because, remember now, I have left the stroke and heart. These are one of my longer PSAs that I've left on that we've been playing for a couple of months because, you know, this is some serious stuff and we need to know these things. And so what's the point of learning these things if we're not going to put them into use? So we're going to see how important the things that we've been learning about our health, you know, how they are going to coincide with looking or paying attention to the signs of a stroke. All right? All right. Now, we've been hearing a lot about strokes lately. Yeah, it's like an increase. Well, they say your blood pressure. We've been hearing that. We've been hearing that over and over again. They say that high blood pressure, hypertension, contributes to around half of all strokes, making this the biggest risk factor to having a stroke. Okay, they say that 87% of all strokes are caused by a narrowing of the arteries in the neck and the brain that's related to high blood pressure / hypertension. Okay, so there you have it. There's your link. They say hypertension also affects the heart and causes atrial fibrillation, I should say. I'm just making up a word. And this can lead to blood clots forming in the heart, which is the powerful cause of a stroke. Okay? So they say the best way to check for atrial fibrillation is to monitor your pulse and make sure that it's at a normal rate. Make sure you check your blood pressure on a regular basis and make sure it's 140 over 90 and in that area. You don't want it to get over that. You don't want it to get over that. Okay, so listen, this stuff you can do. You can do. They have the monitors that you put on your wrist and it will read your blood pressure. It reads your pulse. Come on, you can do the pulse with your finger. You get the little pulse thing that goes on your finger. I think we pay like $12 on Amazon for my mother. So it's this stuff is affordable. Think about all the money you spend on junk. And you don't have to worry about that and not knowing if you're monitoring it, okay? Many strokes, TIAs, many strokes, transient ischemic attacks. Okay, that's another sign of a major stroke. Okay, they say that sometimes people who experience a stroke will have a series of these mini strokes before they have a major stroke, and they say the mini strokes are a sign and warning signs of the larger stroke. Okay, they are a sudden onset of neurological symptoms caused by a small clot that blocks the blood vessel. All right. So they say that the blood clots either dissolve by itself or the brain has adapted to not being, let me rephrase that. The brain has adapted to not have been damaged by the blockage. So sometimes that's why you won't even know you had a mini stroke. Yes, and I've seen it. My mother has had a series of mini strokes. I've had a friend who had a series of mini strokes. And you don't know that, you know, because they're so slight that you may not notice it. So if somebody's speech has shifted just a little bit, you may not know it. I had a friend who they showed the They did like an MRI of the brain and an X-ray of the brain and CAT scan, and you could see all the little dots where the little mini strokes took place. Yeah, this stuff goes on and you really don't notice because you're not paying attention to your body. So remember before we talked about paying attention to your body. Well, listen, if you notice that things are starting to shift in your speech, or you're not remembering things the way you used to, or, you know, check that stuff out. It's worth mentioning, okay? All right, high cholesterol, number three. High cholesterol. Cholesterol, we're trying to get the signs that you may have a larger stroke. Well, yeah, get that cholesterol under control. They say that high cholesterol plays a large part to heart attacks and strokes, and people don't even realize it. Yeah, I've had people say to me, oh, yeah, my cholesterol's high, but I ain't worried about that. Oh, is that what we're saying? Well, listen, pay attention, because that is a sign that you could be on your way to a stroke, okay? They're saying high cholesterol puts you at a greater risk of heart attacks and strokes. And they say this is down to a buildup of fatty deposits in your blood vessels, which make it difficult for blood to flow through your arteries and can break off to form a dangerous clot. Didn't we just get finished talking about the clot? All right. So they say if you have a history of early heart disease or stroke, then you have to make sure you pay attention to that cholesterol on a regular basis. Make sure you get that eating under control. And listen, none of us should be eating out of control anymore unless you just don't care about yourself. Because we have really been going over some lists. I'm going to just keep on smashing this list thing, because by the time we finish hearing four or five of those lists, our whole cabinet and refrigerator should have been like dumped and replace with all of the good stuff. Okay? All right. Your family history, number four. Your family history. Come on, we all know that if mom or dad family members have a history of these things, then guess what? Unfortunately, it makes you three times as likely to fall into this potential heart disease, stroke, yeah, heart attack. Yes, it's a lot more common than people realize. And a lot of people, you know, especially when your parents are getting older, your family's getting older, and they have a heart attack, you just assume that it's just their health or their body. No, it could be something that's running in the family. So you're going to have to pay attention to that as well. Okay? All right, here we go. Last one. Lifestyle factors. Yes. Are you smoking? I sure hope not. Are you a heavy drinker? Oh, I really hope not. Oh, we have to watch that salt and fat and all of that stuff we eat. All those cupcakes and all of that nasty food, pork that we eat. Get rid of that stuff if you want to be healthy. Come on. We're talking about being God's people. We're talking about taking care of God's temple. Come on, people, let's get healthy. Now, last week we had a day where we started off our little exercise. And you know the enemy don't want anything to be done in decency and in order. So all of a sudden, I ended up with this order just being smashed in my face. And y'all know I'm already working on like a percentage of 100%. So that's all it took. And I haven't been able to get back. But you know what? We're going to get back at it. We're not going to let anything stop us. We're not going to do it every day possibly. But we got to get, remember, 5 minutes of movement is all we need. And we're going to work together to get this done. Yeah, our girl Vivian, she sent us this workout video, and I just looked at it because I was like, okay, if you think I can do that today, baby, that ain't happening. So, you know, now that I'm narrowing down and finishing this order, now I can get some proper rest. Do you notice I'm like real vibrant today? That's because I actually slept the majority of the night. Do you see the difference? Yes. So when things happen differently with your body, then you can perform differently. And I feel good today. I'm tired, but I feel really good today. Part of me is well rested. And these are the things that we have to pay attention to. Again, you know, the last one is our lifestyle factors. What are we doing, you know, with our life? What are we doing in our life that could potentially put us at risk for a high blood pressure, stroke, heart attacks, heart issues? We don't want to add to things that are already pre-existing that we can do nothing about. We're talking about something that can be hereditary, and we can't do anything about that. So because things can be hereditary, we got to make sure we take care of our body. Last week, we talked about Brussels sprouts, and I made some soup with some Brussels sprouts, and Shantice was pushing the stuff all around the plate. I was like, yo, you better eat those Brussels sprouts. Don't you remember what we talked about Brussels sprouts, how beneficial they were to our health? Just because you're slim and thin is a really big misconception that you don't have to eat healthy. No. Now, you may not be big and fat like some of us, but listen, you have to take care of yourself regardless of your size, okay? So let me go over that list again. You know, we're looking for quiet signs that we might be headed for a stroke, high blood pressure. Make sure you keep that blood pressure under control. You can definitely do that by eating properly. Go back to the list that we gave on eating properly, keeping that blood pressure down. We're talking about having those mini strokes, those TIAs, those transient ischemic attacks, those little things that happen that we don't know. Those are the quiet signs that something could be building much larger. High cholesterol, get that eating under control. Again, something that we can control. Your family history, you can't control that. So you got to make sure you control the things that you can control. And lifestyle factors, we can control that. So let's make sure we control the things that we can control and pay attention to your body. Okay, pay attention. Don't let stuff go on. You know, I told you, I learned the hard way to pay attention to my body. I was one who was always moving at the speed of light, and I got really, really sick back in 2009, and ever since then, anything that goes on with my body, and they start asking me, yes, it happened on this time, that time, has been going on for this long and that long, because when you go to the doctor and you start complaining, what do you think the first thing they're going to ask you? How long? And if you're sitting there talking about, I don't know, then you sound like a dodo bird. It's your body. You should know. Pay attention. Write it down. Get a calendar. Put it on your wall, whatever. Put it in your phone. You always walk around with the phone. You're always checking Facebook. Put it up in that, in your inbox. Inbox yourself. I don't care what you do. Pay attention to your body and put it down so when the doctors ask, when the nurses ask, you can say, hey, you know, it's been a month since this has been going on, or it's only been going on for 2 weeks or 2 days, but it's concerning me, whatever it is, okay? So that's my lecture to you today, so we don't be walking around not understanding our body, okay? All right. Boy, I haven't spoken this fast in a while. Okay, so let's get to our news, all righty? Okay. So, we're talking about special kind of people today. So, our news stories are going to be about some special kind of people. Well, the first story I got for you today is about a gentleman, who wanted to spend time with his dad because he had not been spending a whole lot of time because, you know, life comes at you and busy. So he calls his father and he says, Dad, I'm coming over this weekend. And on Saturday, we're going out. We're going to hang out. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And, you know, I want some bonding time that you know, his body, you know, he had been yearning for some bonding time with his father. And his father says, cool, let's do it. Well, he says he gets to the house. Everybody's running around happy. Stepmom running around happy. And she says, I'm glad you're here because now you can spend time at the beach with your little brother. Yeah. And he's like, no, I didn't come for that. I came to spend time with my dad. And she was like, well, we made plans already. We made plans already. So he's like, what do you mean? So he goes to dad, Dad, hey, you know, I called you and I said, you know, I wanted to come and bond with you. And he says, oh, I know. But, you know, Mary thought that it would be a wonderful time for us to go out. After I told you that I wanted to come and spend time with you and bond with you, he says, yeah, because we needed somebody to babysit. We needed somebody to babysit, and we thought that that would be the perfect opportunity to get it done. Can't you just babysit? And he was livid. The gentleman was livid because he felt duped, because he called to spend time with the dad. He says, well, you know, we can go out tomorrow. He was like, oh, no, tomorrow I'm leaving. So he packed up his things and he left. Check that out. So come on, give me a hit. 347-285-7777. Tell me what you think. They said, hey, we got a babysitter on the way. We can go out and have a good old time. Yeah, Dad said, you know, we haven't had a chance to spend together in a while because we haven't had anybody to watch the little one over here. And we thought this would be a perfect opportunity, not just for you to babysit. No, don't look at it like that. We want you to look at it that you're spending time with your little brother. Yo, people are off the hook. So I want to hear what you got to say about that one, okay? I want to hear what you got to say about that one. 347-285-7777. All right? All right. Our next story is, so the nephew wanted to go to school, college. So mom and dad couldn't do it. So Let me get this to correct. The grandma, two aunties, co-signed for the student loan. Okay, and this is one of the aunties that is making this complaint, telling this story. Okay, so grandma and two aunties pay. They co-signed. That's what they did. They co-signed for the nephew to get the student loan. Okay? Well, they say after he graduated, he got a job and everything was going well. And after a while, he ended up losing the job. Okay? And after he lost the job, he disappeared and left all the student loans unpaid. Well, they say he moved away, disconnected his phone. He wouldn't respond to text messages before that. And now the student loan people are now harassing all of the co-borrowers. Okay? So, mom has put away some money. Grandma has put away some money. So she paid her portion. She took a portion and she paid her portion. So the auntie that's writing this, she contributed and she put in $4,000. Okay? But now you have the other aunt is $35,000 still left to be paid, and the other aunt is stuck. They're harassing her for some reason. And they're trying to figure out how we getting this paid so that the $35,000 does not fall on the other auntie. So they are saying that they should go to the parents. Make the parents pay it off. They were saying, the reason why they couldn't, because they said the parents weren't good with money in the first place. So I guess that's why he didn't go to them for being the co-borrowers, because they couldn't. They probably didn't have good name, good credit. But now they're like, no, we need to have for mom and dad and let them pay this off. It's your no-good son. What do you think? 347-285-7777. And this is why we've talked about this on here. Don't be co-borrowing for people. Don't be no co-signer. Because look what happens. People up and leave and they go about their business. Now, he having a happy five times. And everybody else is being harassed by the lender. Okay? So those two. And then we're going to go into our conversation for today. And then you'll see why we're talking about these people today. So, where my friend Al at? Where Brother Al? Good morning, Brother Al.
Chop, chop, chickity chop, and another chop of the morning. Oh, yeah.
All righty, Brother Al. We're talking about these people here. We got the first, where the son wanted to bond with his dad, but yet on the backside, they looking for a babysitter. What do you say about that?
Well, the first thing I got to say about that is he been bamboozled, hoodwinked, led astray, ran amok. You know, the story tells me a few things. It tells me, number one, the father is not wearing the pants in the family. That's number one. And, you know, and that's some hurtful stuff. Like, he made time. You know, he made time to say, you know what, I don't get a chance to, you know, spend time with my dad. Let me go. And on top of that, you said, okay. But then your wife, she comes in, oh, no, you know, you could babysit your little brother and just disrupt the whole program. And it sounded like the mother was jealous, too. You know, and I ain't doing that. He could babysit and we could go out. So, you know, again, men be men. Like, that would have never happened with me. Like, no, come on. No, I made the time to spend with him and we can go out another time. So I can imagine just the hurt because the excitement, you know, I don't care how old you are. All boys want to spend some time with their dad. If you got that closeness with your dad, you love your father. He's like your hero, you know, and you want to spend that time with him. And then you're going to just disrupt that whole thing. That wasn't right.
All righty.
Take the dress off and put some pants on.
And he drove. He said he drove to get there. So he said he got back in his car and took that long drive home. So, yeah, he actually did take some time. Yeah, he wasn't sticking around to be no babysitter. Ah, now let's talk about this borrower and co-borrower situation. He fucking ran. It can't be found, change number, relocate and everything. What's your thought?
Well, you know, that's bad what he did, but and I'm listening to the story and they saying they want to find the parents to do. No, you made that decision. You know, when you make a decision to be a co-signer for somebody, you have to realize, okay, if something goes wrong or something happened, I'm totally responsible. That's why you signed. I know I feel because now for my son, he don't give me a dime. I did what a parent's supposed to do. And God will bless me, you know, to take care of it, and he is. So when you make that decision to be a co-signer, you're saying, okay, if this person messed up, it's on me.
Okay. So you say don't go after the parents. Leave the parents alone.
You the one made it. See, the parents probably already knew. That's why they didn't do it. And you went out there, we'll do it. You know, that was... I'm sorry, Dad.
Why you got to sound like that? Why you got to sound like that, Al?
Because when it comes, we be real with this. When it comes down to the children, seriously, when it comes down to the children, especially grandmothers and them, they'll step in and, oh, I'll do this, and, you know, and they so gippy about it. With the parents, I'm sitting there looking at them. I'm telling you what he's going to do. He's not responsible for this and that, and you go and do it anyway. So you know what? That is on you. You sign, not me.
All righty. Well, thank you, Brother Al. I'll be back. Let me go hit up our girl, Pastor Charlotte. Where's she at? Right here. Good morning, Pastor Charlotte.
Good morning. Good morning, crew. I miss y'all.
Well, we miss you, too. How are you today?
Morning.
I'm okay.
All righty. Well, we want to hear your take on I was duped into being a babysitter. What's your thought?
Before they told me to go and babysit your brother, before they got brother out, I would have been back in my car and gone. Because I ain't babysitting. I didn't come for that. If I came for one thing, to see you, Dad, and to spend time with you, Dad, and you said yes, and now your wife override us, that shows me where do I stand with you. So I wouldn't babysit either. I would have just got my stuff, just like he did, and got back on the highway, and
that's it.
That would have been it. And I know that from there, that would have put a real big damper in between the relationship of us, because now it's nothing that you can explain to do.
Okay. What about this co-borrower situation? Al says don't bother the parents. What do you say?
Well, the parents said they didn't have the money, and he came to everybody else, and I said yes, but you know what? I would have still went to the parents because I don't have $35,000. And whatever that you can contribute, I know that it was my responsibility, but now, you know, I might need that help because I don't have it either. And whatever you can contribute, if it ain't $5, it's $10, whatever, to help towards this a month for us to pay for it together. So, yes, I would have went to the parents, you know, and whatever part that you can play to help, because I helped your child.
Okay. All right. There you have two. Well, no, you have one and one. So, come on, due time. Listeners, I'm trying to figure out what say you. 347-285-7777. Thank you, Pastor Charlotte. We'll be back. Where is my girl, Tamika? Good morning, Tamika.
Good morning. Wake up, shake up, get up. Where my kingdom carriers at? I know you out there. Get up, holler at me if you're there. Holler. No more time for sleeping. Get up and make your move. Let the world know we are here.
That's my holler today. That's my holler today. Wait, Al, who are you talking to?
I'm just saying, this is the energy you get when you're working in that backyard. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my goodness. Tamika, we got the dupe babysitting scheme. Come on over and spend some time with me. Watch your little brother while you're at it. What's up with that?
Right. So you know, I used to think it was just me, but, you know, a lot of times in families, we don't see each other except for, you know, weddings, funerals, those type of things. And, you know, I think it's a beautiful thing that this son decided, you know what, I'm just going to go make the, you know, make the trip to go see my dad. And then in the middle of that, you just decide you're going to put a monkey wrench in it. We're just going to change everything. It's not even you spending time with daddy. I'm going to spend time babysitting. I drove all these miles to make an effort to spend time with you, and you decide to let your wife come in there and say, oh, no, no, this is babysitting day. No, I'm like him. I would have got right in my car. Everything that I had with me is going right back. You know, you making an effort to that takes a lot, because a lot of times scheduling just doesn't work. And he finally got the time to do it, and this is what you do? I can't really say I blame him. I'd be on the way to wherever it is that I came from.
Wow, okay, okay. And the co-borrower situation. You know, you always talk about your nephew, and, you know, if you stepped out and you made this agreement to co-sign, and then he decided that he was going to dip and run, would you bother the parents?
Well, when grandma and aunties decided to make that, you have to understand that that's your responsibility because it's in your name. And a lot of times going, you knew that mama and daddy didn't have it, couldn't take care of it, wouldn't do it, one or the other. And when you decide to put your name on a dotted line, you now become responsible for whatever debts are incurred. You know, I myself have done that, you know, for someone, you know, you live and you learn. I signed it, you know, I said, well, they're going to take care of it. And I found they did the same thing. They dipped and dodged and they ran, and I'm calling you trying to find out, you know, are you going to take care of such and such? And in the end, it's your credit, it's your name. And so you have to understand that when you sign on the dotted line, if that person doesn't come through, you are definitely responsible. So when you decide to do that, make sure that you have it in mind that, okay, if you don't have it, then I have to have it. And if you don't have it, then don't sign.
All right. So your vote is leave the parents alone.
Yeah, that you're just going to have a greater headache. And probably more feuding in the family. It's better to just take care of it yourself.
Okay, all right, due time. We got 2-1. Thank you, Tamika. We'll be back. Ah, let me find Minister AJ. Good morning, Minister AJ.
Good morning. Yiggity-yang, yiggity-yang-yang.
Ah, we got some conversation going on this morning. So you drove all these miles to go see Dad. You let him know you were coming. I want some bonding time with you. And when you get there, their plans are different. You're the babysitter for the day. What say you?
I say that devil is all the way a liar. He is a lawyer. And the fact that the mother set it up. No, ain't nothing worse when a woman doesn't know her place. Nah, I'm just trying to stir up trouble this morning. Yeah, but yeah, it's nothing worse than that. Yeah, that's something that it gets under my skin. You know, listen, we set this time, you know, and honestly, especially for me, who in the last year or two has really spent a lot more time with my dad, really, you know, getting to know him and being around him. As growing up, he was always at the church or working. But you know what I mean? It's a special time. And now here you go, your big mouth, talking about, no, you're going to be the babysitter. Nah. And it's disrespectful on all levels because I'm a grown man. And now you're telling me I need to come here and babysit. You get what I'm saying? When we had plans. Nah. It's disrespectful.
All righty. Now.
Get behind me.
The co-borrower. What say you about these people? What would you do?
I definitely wouldn't contact the parents. I got to eat that. You know, if I made an agreement with somebody and, you know, they went back on the agreement, I got to eat that. You know what I mean? And usually there's some signs that this person is integral or they're not. Usually, but just in case, you got to eat that. You got to eat that. You know, it's like lending out money and then you don't get it back. Like Lady Tamika said, if you don't have it, don't lend it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn that. Like, you know, or if you don't want to take the chances of not getting it back, then don't lend it. It may not even be that you don't have it. It may just be like, you know, hey, sometimes you got to give that hard no.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you. We'll be back. And let me grab our last due timer today. Good morning, Shantese.
Good morning. How's everyone doing?
Fine, thank you.
Doing good, doing good.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's good. So, you drive all this way to bond with your dad. Don't switch the parent. To bond with your dad, and you come to find out they secretly want you to be the babysitter. What are you going to say?
See, in my former life, I would have said, yeah, left the child there by himself. But can't do that because now all this crazy stuff is happening with these kids. Well, after you go off on everybody, then that'd just be the last time you hear from me since I'm now the official spontaneous babysitter on your radar. You probably just wouldn't hear from me again.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Is that godly?
See, you ain't ask all that at first. You just ask, what would I do?
So I got a subsequent question. Is it godly? Is it godly to now cut them off? Come on, we're teaching lessons here. We're teaching lessons here. We're talking growth. Have you grown?
Yes.
Did you learn anything? I got a listener who should have caught that one. Did you learn anything?
Hey. Answer the question, young buck.
She got dropped. So how you drop when I ask the question?
I know, right? All of a sudden you can't hear. All of a sudden
right?
You can't hear.
And your transmission leaves when the questions get tough. Now all of a sudden, oops. You know what? You know, just so bogus. You know what? This walks right into our conversation today. Today, we're talking about... Oh, here she is. Hold on. All right, so you coincidentally got disconnected right when the question got tough.
That's what would happen if you left me to watch it.
Oh, that's what happened if we left you to babysit suddenly. Okie dokie now. Woo! All right. So, wait. Okay, so what would you do? What was the answer?
Okay, no. All right, I said you just wouldn't hear from me anymore. But I would just let you know about yourself. And then now, you know, we would probably have to have some real remedial conversations after that. Like, okay, we're meeting up to do this, okay? Like, are we agreeing on this? Nothing changes
okay.
up, right? You know, the conversation kind of get a little slow.
Okay. Now that God might accept. God might accept that one. All right. So the co-borrower situation. Would you go to the parents?
Well, first, I don't think you should be no one's co-sign unless you already have their social security number. But no, you know, because you gotta have some type of collateral insurance or something. But no, I wouldn't go to the parents because 9 times out of 10, they either can't help me for a number of reasons. Either they don't have no pull with the kid in the first place, or they don't have $5 to give me anyway, or they would have. Because I don't see any parent who could help their child that would then say no and then be okay with the aunties and the grandmother helping, unless they really wasn't in a position to help themselves. So you would just be wasting your time getting yourself even more upset. So no, I wouldn't even bother.
Okay.
And for the record, now, what security having their Social Security number would give you? What could you get with that? You already owe the $35,000, so what could you do with the Social Security number?
Right, but now I can work on antagonizing you in multiple ways. I'm just saying, you can't do anything legit without having your Social Security number involved. So now I know your every legit move for the most part, you know? So
you'd be stalking with the Social Security number.
Right.
Wow.
Is that garbage?
Leave it to her. Is that God? Yes, that's the question for today. Is it godly? All right. Thank you, my due time crew members.
I have a comment.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
I have a comment from a listener. Okay. The comment that a listener sent in was, I think for the one who wanted to spend time with the dad shouldn't have done that because we're living on borrowed time and we don't know how long we have to live. Spending time is crucial because anything can happen and you wouldn't want to live with the guilt.
Okay. Is that the only comment?
Yes, that's all we have so far.
Thank you so much, listener, for your contribution. You're absolutely right. You know, you have a son there, your first son, who you're sidestepping, spend time with your wife, and he could spend time with the second son. And the listener's right. You know, we don't know. So you might as well grab up that opportunity when you can. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Today, my due time crew, we're talking about how do you know when you're dealing with fake people? Oh. And these two people, you know, the one who bounced on the loan and left you as the co-borrower carrying the load, as well as the mother and father, the father and the stepmother, they're all fake people. So we want to talk about how you can see whether these people are fake or not, okay? So the first thing, look at the first one on the list. It says fake people make plans they don't keep. Oh, my goodness. Could you imagine? That's the first thing off the list. Brother Al, what you got?
Perfect.
Yes,
they make plans and don't keep them. Oh, that's a big sign right there. That's a big sign. You told me you're going to do this and you ain't do it. Oh, yeah, that's a big sign right there. Yes,
all
indeed.
Righty. Pastor Charlene, what say you? Is that a fake person, people who make plans and don't keep them?
Absolutely. That's one of the things that I cannot stand. When you say all you have is your word, so you have to stand to whatever that you say that you're going to do. And, yes, fake, all the way fake.
All righty. Tamika, what you got?
Yeah, they definitely do. Either they're not available, especially when it comes to finances, you know. They're not there financially. And not that I'm saying that every situation is financial, but a lot of times when they're supposed to be in place, they're the last ones that are there, if they're there at all. You know, you call them and all of a sudden they're busy. You know, let's just say, for instance, you have a need. Like I'm doing home renovation. You told me on Wednesday that you're going to be there, and, you know, and I get it that you have situations, but if I'm constantly calling you, you know, response or, you know, whatever the case is, you know, like, and you do that on a regular, you let me know for sure. You're fake. Not real at all.
All righty. Minister AJ, fake people make plans and they don't keep them. True or false?
Oh, yeah, that's true. Your word is your bond. You know, that's what I go by. You know, if you say something, right, you know, and then you don't do it, you know, it's like taking that test back in the day. True or false? You are definitely false, bro. because you don't, you know what I mean? And then sometimes when people make plans, you get your hopes up high, and then now you break the plans? Yeah, all right, you out of here.
All righty. And Shanti, make people make plans and don't keep them. True?
True. And they're the ones who initiate the plans, too. They don't even wait for you to initiate it, and then they go along. They come out of nowhere with the plan. Like, you planned on initiating this just so you could break it. You mad corny. Yeah, they fake.
All righty. Fake people are only around when it's convenient for them. Pastor Charlotte, we're starting with you this round.
Oh, yes. It's going to be something for them. They are the ones that, I need to see you, such and such, and, you know, because it's, and then you, when you talking to them, next thing you know, can I borrow $5? You know, you had a motive behind why you wanted to see me. You know.
Wow.
So, fake. Yes.
Wow. I mean, and you're talking about the mother and the father and the stepmom. Look at that. Just a perfect example. Convenience.
Exactly.
Convenience.
Yes.
All righty. They might have done better asking for that $5, Pastor Charlotte. I think I wouldn't have gotten as angry. Oh, my goodness. All right. Tamika, what you got?
They play Houdini when, you know, when it's a time when you need them, they do disappearing acts. But, you know, when it's your, you know, when you're in position for a blessing, or, you know, you tell this friend, oh, you know, I got an increase in pay, all of a sudden they find a need. You know, I have a situation, and I need, can you spot me $50? You haven't even gotten the increase yet. She's already, or he's already thinking of how they can dip into your pocket. So, yeah, definitely.
Wow. Minister AJ, fake people are only around at their convenience.
Absolutely. I need you to come over today. We haven't spent no time together. You know, I really need you to come over. Brother, bro, I need you to come through today. I'll come tomorrow. No, come today. And you get over there to your sister's house, and there's one piece of cheese and a glass of milk, and there's seven kids sitting on the floor. Like, she already knows that you're not going to allow these kids to grow hungry. So these are the type of situations I deal with. You already know. Oh, bro, I know, you know, I borrowed a lot of money from you. I know I still owe you. But, yo, you know, my in-laws is coming to town, and I got $20. And they'll say it 3 or 4 times. You know, I'll hang up, call back. Listen, it's the same story. The story ain't changed yet. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Seven kids sitting on the floor. Wow.
Seven
we gotta
kids
change
on the floor,
people,
piece
you know.
Of cheese. And a glass of milk.
We gotta change the people you know, Mr.
Huh?
We gotta
change
the people you know. Oh my goodness gracious!
It's too late now. It's called gossip.
Listen, Auntie Pam always says she gotta find new friends. So you know, maybe you need to find some too. Oh my goodness gracious! All right. Shanti's, fake people are only around at their convenience.
Yeah, they like to pop up. They like to pop up back to the house, unannounced. Because they don't know where else to, you know, they may not know where else it would be okay. So it's like, okay, if I pop up at your house, that might be the most subtle way for me to get what I need to get out of you. That's why I'm like, when people knock on my door. Like, what you want?
Wow. Okay. Brother Al, fake people only come around when it's convenient for them.
Oh, yeah, most definitely when it's convenient for them and they don't, you know, they need something. You ain't hear from this person in a while. Then you hear, get that phone call. I had a friend like that, and I always knew when he wanted something. Let me tell you, always knew when he wanted something because his favorite word, he'd be talking, and just out of the blue, yo, I need you to do me a big favor. That was his favorite verse. When I heard that, I know he wanted something. And I was like,
wow.
Well, that big favor got to be a small favor because it ain't happening.
Wow.
It ain't happening.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
That's what they do. And in our word of today is that godly. Now, I'm listening to Minister AJ. You go there, the kids sitting there, the cheese and milk, and you don't get nothing. Is that godly?
It is godly if I didn't do. How you know I got money? So you don't have money, you don't do me instead of just asking. You know, listen, all
how
I got are
kids?
The seven kids and a glass of milk and cheese. Okay. What?
I said, how you know these my kids? No, I'm just
well, that's what I'm saying. You know, Mona, if they're inviting you over, you know they ain't dating that joke kid. So, come on.
Yeah.
I would feel better if you just said, Steph, listen, the kids on the floor, a glass of milk, a slice of cheese, do you have? I think I would appreciate that more than for you to be inviting
but
me.
But who waits until they get
more
down to the last slice
more
of cheese?
More than a chicken. The people,
see, everybody thinks Jesus is still working the two fish and the five loaves. You know what I mean? I'm not no miracle worker. Don't invite me over there. I'm not a miracle worker.
Cut the cheese in seven portions.
Wait, Al.
Cut it in seven portions. Look, cut it in seven portions. Get you seven little shot glasses and put milk in it. You good? Everybody good. Everybody good.
I can't. Oh, my goodness. Well, Shanti, that answers your question. Yes.
I just wanted to say most of the time those people know when you get your check. So they're going to call you when they know you got some money.
They're like, Minister AJ got paid today. Minister AJ got paid today. Let them come over.
It sounds like we all need to change our friends. If they know when you get paid, we need to change our friends. There's something wrong.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay,
I'm hurt that the babies are drinking out of shot glasses.
I was about to say, what y'all doing with shot glasses? Is that godly?
Well, wait.
I was thinking the same thing, Wayne.
Wait, and I was saying to myself, Tamika, okay, is it godly to let it get down to shot glass time? Because Shanti asked the perfect question. Who waits that long? But people kill me when they say
it was
planned. That's what I'm saying. You know, I don't have. You know, I've been trying to do it. I've been trying to come up with another plan. How your plan land with me though? Oh my goodness gracious! I can't. Oh my goodness gracious! I can't. My stomach is hurting me now. Alrighty. Okay. The next one. Fake people don't listen when you talk. Who are we up to? Oh, okay, Tamika. Fake people don't listen when you talk.
You're absolutely right. They don't listen because they're already coming up with their plan. You're telling them things that are going on in your life and your situation, and they're so busy trying to figure out, okay, let me listen in to what she has to say for a little second so I can get my little piece in. You know, well, you know, you telling them that you have a situation and you need resources for such and such. Yeah, that's just like me. I need such and such and such. Wait a minute. I didn't even finish getting my breath out about my situation. And before I could finish the sentence, you telling me about something that happened? Oh, no.
Is this personal, Tamika? It sounds like you was running down a real conversation.
And she was getting mad while she was saying it.
Wait,
to me, they're not listening to what you said because they're waiting to tell you they only got one slice of cheese in the glass.
That's it. Exactly.
And you take it.
It
too long. You take it too long with your conversation. They ain't get a chance to get to what they want to talk to you about.
Well,
oh,
I didn't
goodness.
Know it was a time frame. That's exactly it.
Oh, goodness gracious. Minister AJ, are you going through what Tamika's going through over there? Because it sounds like it's real personal in her corner.
They fake is. I hope I'm answering Chris, but they fake is. I don't know what, because they be like, yeah, I want to be an entrepreneur and I want to do business, right? And then you tell them everything they need to do. Here's the number to my guy. He'll get your LLC done. Da da da. They talk about how they want to be rich, right? And then now, 2 weeks later, you're like, oh, did you do so and so? No, I didn't do it. And here's the key word. Nah. And three other people done told them the same thing that you told them, right? And then they say, nah, this is who I am. Bro, you said you wanted to be rich, but then you turn around and say, this is who I am. Bro, you're wasting my time. And it's personal.
Wow. Ooh. We got some personal issues coming to the forefront. Oh, my goodness gracious. Woo. Tamika and AJ. Wow. We really got to work on some things. Get new friends. Come on, Shantese, what you got? Fake people don't listen to you when you're talking.
Fake people don't listen to you when you're talking because they're too busy talking. Like, the conversations is just nonstop. And you sitting there looking like, but what are you talking about? I ain't even get the mission of the statement, the objective of the, like, you just talking just so you could sound like, you know, there was somebody I knew every other word was and everything like that, you know, because we do da, 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 and everything like that, and you know what I'm saying, and we do da, and everything like that, everything like what are you talking about? I was like, we were just so annoyed, like my face couldn't even hide how I was, like, I don't know, for those who, I know Lady Tamika because she sends me a lot of gifts. But if you ever, like, do a lot of gifs, there's this one gif of this person who just, this little boy that's just sitting there blinking his eyes, just staring at you, like, just kill me. Either me or you. Somebody has to just go, because it's just too much. Yeah, so they can't listen because they too busy talking. And if
wow.
you ask them what they're talking about, they can't. They can't answer.
All righty. Brother Al, fake people don't listen when you talk.
I'm going to disagree with that because I feel that they are listening so they can see how to get that to use against you. Because I've had that. They hear your whole thing. You pour your heart out. They listening because they sitting there figuring, how can I use this against this person to get what I want? So they listening very closely to what you say. Then when you finish, I know what you mean because I kind of went through that myself, you know. And, you know, if I just had $20, I'd be all right to take care of my business.
How do we get there?
I've had it happen. Yes, I've had it happen, Pastor. They sat there and, you know, you figure I could talk to this person, I could vent, and they listen to everything you saying. Everything. Paying attention. Then when you finish, that's when the things you say. Yeah, I know what you mean. I had somebody do that to me, man. You know, if I had $20, I probably could just take care of that and I'm good. So I think they listen. They listen.
Wait, brother, how they say it? How they say it?
Yeah, you know, I know what you're going through. I know how that worked out and stuff, you know. Shoot, if I had $20, you know, get $20, I can take care of my business, you know, and you know, I won't wind up in the same situation like you.
Oh my goodness gracious! Okay, I'm always scared to ask Pastor Charlotte because she's like Al. They didn't been through some things. Well, Pastor Charlotte, they say, you know, fake people don't listen when you're talking. Is it true?
Yeah, they come and act like they want to talk to you, and they
talking and answering and telling you what to do. And when you try to jump in, they overtalk you. So, yeah, you just standing there looking at them, and they having the whole conversation by themselves. And then they'll come back around and listen. And when they, before they walk away, I'm like, Al, they're going to ask you for some money.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. They say fake people pretend not to be upset about things. Who are we up to, Minister AJ? Fake people pretend not to be upset about things. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. You know, we done had a whole conversation about something. You good. You know, I apologize. You know, oh, yeah, I'm good. And then 2 weeks later, you know, the simplest little thing triggers everything, and they going off. Remember when you did? Yeah. Stop pretending that you're good and just say what it is. You know, you're upset. You're still angry. You're carrying it for a little while, and just be honest.
Okay. Shantiz. Fake people. Fake people pretend not to be upset about things.
Yes, I agree. There was a time where I could sense that they had an issue with me, and I would call them and ask straight out, you have a problem with me? Is everything good? Are we not good? Like, oh, no, everything's fine. Yeah, I love you. Only for this whole big thing to blow up. It's like, but I just asked you about 5 nights in a row if we were good.
Well, how did you ask? Because, you know, you could sound pretty intimidating and bullyish. Did you ask? Like, humbly.
We good? You better not be having a problem with me.
I called
not
out
a problem.
That's exactly how she said it. You good? You got a problem?
No,
you got a problem.
Do we have a problem?
No, I called and I asked. I said, hey, what's up? How are you? I'm good. Okay. And no, I just want to know, is everything okay? Because I don't know, it kind of feels like there's some tension. You know, I just want to make sure we good. And that's pretty much how I asked all 5 times. And it was, oh, no, everything is fine. I'm good. Hey, love you. It was like I could have just hit the repeat button on the recorder because it went the same way all the time. I made sure I didn't come off crazy. Only for them to get crazy later. It's like, but what happened? No, you good. Love me. What happened?
Good.
You talking about?
Said love me.
Fake.
Wow.
That's
okay. All right. Brother Al, fake people pretend that they're not upset about things.
First of all, I don't believe Shantiz. Shantiz went in there like, yo, we good or we got a problem? That's what she did.
Yeah, I'm wondering too, Brother Al. Don't feel bad because that's kind of on the tip of my tongue. I'm like, how did she really ask?
That's how she did it. But I would say, what the funny thing about it is when they have a problem, even if it's not with me, and they got a problem, they try to convince themselves. Like you go up to them and say, listen, I know you went through some stuff, you all right? Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to be all right. I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I'm telling you, I'm good. Because, you know, God don't like ugly, so I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. And I'm like, you trying to convince me or you trying to convince yourself? That's when you know.
Oh, goodness gracious.
They're all puffy, breathing heavy. Yeah. I'm going to be all right. I'll tell you, I'm going to be all right. God got my back. I'm going to be all right. I'm cool. I'm good. It's okay.
Oh,
I'm good.
Goodness gracious. Y'all are crazy today. Woo. Pastor Sharlin, you know, they pretend that they're not upset about things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they act like they are right.
And, you know, you see their face change, their whole body language change, and they be like, no, no, I'm good. I'm sure now you don't have nothing else to say. No, I'm good. As soon as they walk away from you, you'll know because they either got on the phone and told somebody. Now everybody else started acting funny that's around. And then they be like, hey, how you doing? You know, give you that hug. That goes back to that hug when I said if you hug them and you walk away, there that go. And so they act like that they're not mad at you when they are, instead of them saying, you know, let's come together. If I did something to you, I'm like, Shantice, I'll call you and say, did I do something that, you know, because what might offend me might not offend you, and what might offend you might not offend me. So, and I know sometimes my words don't be too, you know, they be a little sharp sometimes. I'm working on it. Jesus, help me, Lord. But, you know. You know.
Of course they are.
You know. You and Shantice, both your words are sharp.
Wow.
Thugs.
I'm
thugs.
Well, I got quiet.
All righty. Tamika, they, you know, fake people pretend like things are okay.
They do, because they're always, you have to understand, these people are always looking for another opportunity to get what they need. So, you know, they'll be available when it's convenient for them, because they're always looking for the next step, whatever it is that they need. Okay, so I'm going to be there for this situation because I know that, let's say the first of the month, I'm going to need such and such. You know, and so a lot of times when you say something to them and they're offended, as opposed to me showing that I'm mad, I'm a pretend. Oh no, I'm good. We're good. We okay. We fine. You know, I am an honest believer that there are tones in Texas. You know, and oh no, well you sent me a text message. I didn't mean it that way. Yes, you did. You meant it that way. You exactly meant it that way. And you put these little endearment tones and hon and sweetie and sweetheart, because you know that you're offended. And as opposed to, I mean, you know, you've been around this person. There's something in their body language, there's something in their communications that tells you that they're offended. But as opposed to clearly saying, you know, I'm offended, or let's go meet together, let's work it out, you know they're avoiding you. They come when they come on certain times, and then you call them and you don't hear from them for a couple of months because they got to shake whatever it is so that they can wait for that next opportunity. And so, yeah, they'll pull whatever it is that they can just so that they can have that opportunity to get at you again.
Oh, righty now. All righty now. Let's see where we're going from there. They say fake people are extreme. They go from hot and cold. They go from hot to cold without warning. Ooh. What say you, Shantice?
Fake people go from 0 to 100.
Hot
no,
to cold
no fake, that...
without warning.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a real. I don't know. I've never experienced that. I don't doubt it, because fake people are unstable. So for you to switch your temperatures like that makes sense.
Okay. Brother Al, fake people from hot to cold without warning.
Oh yeah. First, I said, see, you got, when you speak to Shantice, you got to speak in that young talk. So, yes, Shantice, she meant from 0 to 100. That's what she meant. She meant from 0 to 100. That's what she meant. You got to talk
you
that young
what?
Talk to her.
You know
what? I'll tell you, that's what it is. That's what the, see, we say hot to cold. The youngins say from 0 to 100.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
got to get
sorry.
That language. But, yes, you know. One moment they're all uppity with you, yeah, everything good. Then you talk back to them again, like, yeah, I don't know. Oh, what happened? Oh, you acting like that because I didn't give you that $5. I told you I ain't had it. Told you I ain't had it. And this is what we doing. Well, you know, don't worry about it. I'll just talk with you later. Wow. Okay.
Pastor Charlotte, hot to cold or 0 to 100?
I want 0 to 100. I want to stay with the you 0 to 100.
People, is it true, Pastor Charlotte?
Absolutely, it's true. One minute, you know, we can be having dinner, you know, a girls' night out or whatever, and everything is good, and next thing you know, you got an attitude, and you ain't answering your phone, and I'm like, well, what happened? You know, I thought that we was, everything was good, and next thing you know, you fussing and talking about me, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know I ain't do nothing to you. But now you're going to make me go to this 99 and a half. I'm only going to do 99 and a half. So let them do the 100.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Wow. Wow. Tamika, make people go from 0 to 100 in no time.
Mm-hmm. Anytime it comes to me not doing what benefits you, that's when you decide to go hot and cold. You know, we're doing whatever, and I decide to do something that you didn't either think about or something that benefits me that may not necessarily benefit you, you know. And you catch the attitude with me because I'm trying to advance myself. You want me to stay where I am so that you can always pull out of me what you want. And so definitely, yep, they get hot and cold based on what my plan is for my life.
Wow. Wow. Minister AJ, hot to cold, 0 to 100 in no time. Fake people.
Fake people, bipolar people, social media people. Yeah, they all the same people. You know, some people are only happy when they have money. You know, some people only have friends when they have money. You know, when they got a little money, listen, they're a friend. They coming out, they do all this stuff, and they could just be paying you back for all the time. You know, I want to treat you because you treated me. And then as soon as the money's gone, they like, wait a minute, you remember what I did for you last week? Bro, you was paying me back for what, you know what I'm saying? But then now you mad again because you broke again. You bugging out. You bugging out. Yeah. So, yeah. That's some dope.
Wow. Oh, I like this one. I like this one. Fake people only pay attention to people in positions of power. I like that one. Brother Al, we're back to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's definitely true because you're not in a position of power, so you can't do nothing for them. You can't help them. You know, they come in, they see you. You got a shirt and towel. Oh, that must be a supervisor. Hey, how you doing? Are you in charge? No, I'm not in charge. He's in charge. All right, get out of here. Let me speak to that one. So, they don't want to be bothered. They don't want to be bothered. You can't do nothing for them. They need that person in position of power because, okay, this person got the power to say yes, no, maybe so. So, oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Pastor Charlene, fake people only like to deal with people who are in position and power, however that goes. You know how I'm saying it. You know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Absolutely. Just like Brother Al said, if you don't have a name and known, they do not want to be around you. If you don't have nothing that you can give them just to say that they did it, this new church, good example. Everybody want to say they go to, I'm going to use TD Jakes Church as an example, by his name. So I go there. So they, oh, so you're good, but going to our little church, they'd be like, I'm not going there. I want to go where the name is, somebody that's known. So, yes, absolutely, they want to stick up on it because they have a motive. They have a motive.
Okay. All righty. Let me make sure I read this right. Fake people only pay attention to people in positions of power. Tamika.
I remember an employment that I was a part of, and I worked in a law firm, and there were a lot of lawyers there. And I remember this young lady that came in. She had been there maybe about a month, and she didn't really know me, you know. And she was talking to this lawyer and talking to that lawyer and avoiding me, you know, because she figured, oh, well, she's just a reception. She's just a reception. She's just a secretary. And I just got kind of, you know, and I'm sitting there and I'm just doing my job. And I guess she felt that because, you know, she's into that type of thing and I was a nobody, that she could just walk up to a lawyer's door and just knock on the door and ask for such and such and such. And the lawyer looked at her and he said, he pointed right at me. He said, you see that lady right there? He said, go ask her for what you need. Because she was, she thought that she could step over me to get to what she want, what she wanted. And there's a whole lot of people that are like that. They'd be willing to step over you, but not knowing the access that you have. Because you don't know who I know. You don't know who I'm connected to, and you don't know how you can get a blessing because of little old secretary, little old, you know, receptionist, little old, oh, well, she's just a nobody. But that nobody has a blessing that could be for you, but you get passed over because you decided to step over me to get to somebody else. So go ahead, step over, but I guarantee you, you'll see me again.
Mm. You know, this fake people seem to have rubbed you wrong today, Tamika.
Can you help me, little secretary? Can you help me, little secretary?
Still mad. She's still mad.
That's what I'm saying. Man, you could tell these people didn't rub you wrong. You came across a whole lot of fake people in your life, Tamika. We could definitely tell. Oh my, we going to pray for you, girl. We got you. We got you. We going to lift you up in prayer. We got you to lift you up in prayer today. Minister AJ, fake people only pay attention to those who have position in power.
You know what, I'm gonna go a little bit different on this one. I'm gonna be me. You know, all right. This happens to me a lot. I'm in a store shopping and somebody walks up on me like I'm a supervisor working there. And then the minute they realize I don't work there, now you don't want help. And Shantina can tell you one time this lady walked up on me and she's like, yeah, you know, I need a size 9 shoe. And I got the ladder. I went up. And
no.
So I went and got the shoes. Yes. I came back down and whatever. I was like, but by the way, I don't work here. You know, so a lot of times, you know, people who now all of a sudden you don't want my help. Like, you never paid attention that I'm not wearing red and tan and we in Target, but you asked me for help. But okay. No problem.
Wow. This fake people that struck a chord in your lives of the Utah crew.
I mean, I could have been a different way, but I'm going after that.
This has dredged up a whole lot of thoughts.
I don't
and
even
memories.
Have to store colors on, but I work here. Okay.
Wow. So, wait, what did she say when you said, but I don't work here?
She just looked at me like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm like, no. Pay me the same $15.99 that Joe was getting paid in the back because I don't went and got some shoes for you.
Wait, how did she say it, Minister AJ?
She said, oh, I'm so sorry. I am so sorry.
So we know what side of the track she came from.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, first of all you would have, anybody else would have, if you're in Target, you're looking for the red and khaki. So if you're on our side, that's what we automatically looking for that. So if you know what side of the track, if they approached you, you know, and you don't even have the store colors on. So we already know that. Shot cheese. Only dealing with the people in power.
Yes. When you brought that up, that had me. It brought me back to when I was working at Cheesecake, and the general manager at the time sat me down to tell me that, you know, I'm not someone who, I'm not one of the servers who really stood out to him, you know, and he's talking with so much passion and conviction and the arms are moving and, you know, he's squinting his eyes because I guess he wanted me to see how serious and concerned he was that, you know, I wasn't a server that really, like, piqued his interest a lot. And I sat there and I listened and I said, that's fine. As long as y'all schedule me and y'all put me in these stations and my tables tip me, that means they acknowledge me, I'm good. And I said, because you want me to be in your face. You want me to be doing the drugs with you. You want me to be up, running up behind you. That's not me. I come here, I serve my tables, I clock out, and I go home. And it just really showed how they pay attention to the ones who, you know, stay up under them. And I told them, I don't need my face posted up in the back and all that. I don't care about none of that. I care about my money. But, again, it just goes to show that they just assume that because, okay, well, obviously I'm the general manager or I'm a manager. I have a headset on, so you're going to be up under me. No, I'm sorry. So he kind of, you know, I know he was a little startled at my response, but they really have to understand that though they're just fake because those are not the people that you can rely on. All those fake people that, you know, want to laugh with you and talk to you and they run up, you can't rely on them. You can't rely on fake people.
Right. Because look at all the unstable things we just got finished talking about. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Oh, Dutime Crew, you've been fantastic today. Just give a closing word on fake people. Brother Al, let's start with you.
Oh, yeah. I would say, you know, to the people that are listening and got friends, you know, those fake friends definitely you need to cut loose, you know, because they're blocking your blessings. You know, you're not happy around them. You already know, okay, if this person called me, they want something. So you sit back and you think about, why do I need this person in my life? You know, and just leave the people alone and look at the signs. You know, sometimes signs are right in front of our face, but we feel, oh, this is my friend. You don't want to look at the signs, but look at the signs and then make that decision to move away from that person, and you'll see you'll feel so much better.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Al, and we pray you have a blessed day. And don't be fake.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
Pastor,
thank you, okay?
what's your closing word, Pastor Charlene, on fake people?
Mine is, you don't necessarily have to cut them off. Pray for them. Just take them from afar. Don't let them tangle up into you of you missing your blessing. You know, sometimes that I believe that they are there for another reason. And, you know, if they are able to receive, you know, you talking to them and showing them what they're doing, maybe somebody never told them what they are doing, I would definitely say that, you know, help them along the way. Now, if they don't want the help, then therefore, you know, as we say, dust your feet up and keep it moving. But I would say that, you know, just to help them. Somebody might not have said it. If you wasn't encouraged enough to say, hey, listen, you acting like a user, and it's all about you, and it's not about you, it's about Jesus. And therefore, you know, that's what I say. If you know somebody,
okay,
that's like, we all know somebody.
Absolutely. Everybody has expressed their experience with fake people. Thank you, Pastor Charlene. We pray you have a fantastic day. Glad that you were able to join us today.
Oh, you all do the same. And you listeners, I thank you. And I thank all of y'all for your prayers. I'm glad to be here.
Amen. Amen. Tamika, what you got for us today as a close to fake people?
I think every now and then we need to assess our friends, especially those that have been in for the years. There's nothing wrong. True friends can do a friend check. you know, you can talk about a situation. Did I offend you with such and such and such? You know, how did you feel about such and such and such? You know, and those are heartfelt moments, you know. And they, friends, real true friends from time to time, they rub each other wrong, and there's nothing wrong with that. And being able to talk about it, you know, a fake friend will disappear on certain things like that because they don't want to talk about that because they feel like, you know, that would cause an issue, you know. Real true friends can open up and clearly verbalize, you know, and even having a moment when you, you know, just take a little pause is good with true friends. But fake friends, they'll show themselves. They can only be, you know, what you want them to be for a period of time. After a while, they'll truly show themselves up. So just keep looking and be aware of who you call friend. Be very, very careful who you label friend.
All righty. Thank you so much, Lady Tamika, and we pray you have a blessed day.
Thank you, ma'am. You as well.
All right. Thank you. Minister AJ, what you got for us? You ain't got no acronym for fake?
For fake? Nah.
Okay. Thank you for not forcing it. Thank you for not forcing it.
Nah, because that A would have came out wrong today. So I said, you know, leave it alone. I said, I don't think God dropped that one. So you know what? Let's leave that alone. You got to know when to leave it alone. But I'll have one
Amen.
By the next broadcast, by tomorrow. Amen.
All right.
And I guess because I was already thinking in the vein as well, a lot of times we look at the person, but we don't look at the foundation of their connection, meaning, like, do they have God? Because, you know, like the songwriter said, you know, there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. And I just believe that's the difference. When you have God, you can be a real friend. You can converse with somebody and their business not be all over the street. But I believe that it starts with their connection, because a good tree can't bear forth bad fruit. So you got to look at the connection. What are the spirits behind this person? You know, how do they allow the enemy to use them? So go back to the very connection. You know, where are they connected? You know, what's the foundation of their source? Because trust me, and I know somebody who paid tithes, like religiously, paid tithes, good tithes. But it's like when you're trying to give them information, they go in the opposite way. I'm like, you go to church, and if you don't do nothing else, you're going to pay your tithes. But then to not listen, to reap the benefits, just don't make sense. So check the foundation, man. You know, are they putting in the work with God, you know? Yeah. Put that work in with God so you'll know how to be a friend and you'll know how to be integral.
Wow. All righty. Shantiz, how are we closing out today?
Well, definitely when you're amidst fake people, you know, you definitely want to stay before God because you want to make sure that you're not fake as well. It's very easy to detect that in other people. A lot of times we turn a blind eye to when you carry that trait, whether it's for a season or whether that's just who you are. So you definitely want to make sure that you stay before God, continue to ask him for that discernment. With yourself first and foremost, because God is not going to put you onto someone else before he puts you onto yourself. So you definitely want to make sure that you're, like Minister AJ said, you're integral, your integrity is high, and also be very, where you're honest with God and honest with yourself. It's very easy to be honest with other people. You know, if you're dealing with authentic people and not fake people, when it's time for you to approach them to ask that question, are we good? Is everything okay? How are you? You'll be able to tell if they're fake by their response. So make sure you keep all of that in mind. Just being honest with yourself and remember that God will not put you on to someone else before he puts you on to you.
Oh, I like that. I like that. All right. Thank you so much, Shanti. So we pray you have a blessed day as well.
You're welcome. Me too.
Thank you. Oh, we got some real good, encouraging, heartfelt words from the Due Time crew regarding, you know, being fake. and dealing with fake people. And I'm looking at my benedictions, and I think I'm going to go with this one here today. Wait, I just lost it. Okay. Colossians 3:16-17. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And it kind of sums up everything that the dude Tom Cruise said in their closing. You know, we went through several areas of, you know, whether you can tell whether these people are fake or not. And the I like the concept of, you know, God will put you on to yourself before he puts you on to someone else, and make sure you're not being fake. And that's kind of what I said the other day, you know, where, you know, when you're reading the Word of God, you know, you can't go to correct someone else about that very thing that you're reading before you stand corrected yourself. God is definitely going to snag you. I can't tell you how, every time, you know, let me not say it like that. Every time I go to study, and then especially if I'm studying for a sermon or a Sabbath school lesson, something that I'm going to teach, God will definitely hit me. And I don't care how slight it is. I don't care how small it is. It'll definitely make me go, oh, you know, the sounds and things that I make here on his due time. I actually do that in my private time. You know, I'm like, ow. You know, oh, ooh, yeah, because that's the way it hits me and comes across. And I give God thanks for that because, you know, a lot of times people are approaching you about the very things that they have problems with. And I had someone tell me one time, you know, so-and-so is not loyal, and I'm looking for someone who's loyal, or I expect my people to be loyal. I'm like, yo, you ain't even loyal. And I was like so blown away because the conversation that had taken place between that person and myself was constantly about loyalty. And we didn't use the word loyalty or loyal, but we were talking about that very thing. And, you know, so a lot of times people will talk to you about things that, yo, there's a deficiency in you, and yet you're looking for it in other people. And that's the other fake people sign, you know, where you have them digging and criticizing other people about things that they themselves is not even, they're not even following. It's like, yo, what is that? You know, so, you know, we started off with, you know, the news stories of, you know, someone hearing that you wanted to spend time with them and those were your plans. And, you know, I heard consistently, you know, well, the mom, the stepmom, I don't blame her. I don't blame her at all. The phone call wasn't made to her. The phone call was made to the father. So when mom, stepmom jumped up and said, oh, this would be a perfect opportunity. You know, we've been trying to get to this movie or to this restaurant or to go out for the longest. And, you know, because little Larry's here, you know, we don't have anybody to babysit. You know, and that was up to him. And the phone call was made to him. So even if she thought about that and thought that was a good idea, you know, a good opportunity to, you know, jump on in, and use him for a babysitter, who was really the one who was the guilty one? The guilty one was not her. She didn't agree to the plan. The father did. So, you know, fake. How do you let your son or your daughter or anybody come to the house thinking that you were going to go out with them? You're going to spend time. You hear somebody speaking from their heart. And, you know, you're saying, hey, you know, I would love to spend time with you, Dad. And you must know that this person has a hard time, you know, scheduling and things like that. And you would say, okay. And then when your wife brings up, let's use this as an opportunity to go out and you spend time with him on Sunday. No, that's all him. I don't put any of that on the wife at all. Mm-mm. I put it on him. And it has nothing to do with siding with the female, because if anybody knows me, knows most times I'm harder on the woman than I am on the man. But just, that was tacky. That was tacky, and that was straight fake. Okay? Now we're talking about the other issue of, you know, the co-borrower. And I'm actually on the side of leave the parents alone. You know, we talk all the time about co-signing and things like that for people. And, you know, when you co-sign, whether you're going to even use this item or not, you may never see. You're going to co-sign for the car or co-sign for the student loan. You ain't going to class. None of that's going to benefit you. But what you're telling them is, and I don't think a lot of people understand that this is what co-borrowing says. A co-lender, co-signer says that if that person should default in this particular, on this particular loan, I got you. Yeah, let's talk street. Brother Al says I should talk like the young people talk. I got you. And that's exactly what it says. It says that you ain't got nothing to worry about. This loan will be paid whether he pays it or the three of us pay it. So unfortunately, you know, the sister says that, hey, you know, my sister or my brother, you know, they didn't have no money and they ain't good with money. So they couldn't have been relied upon in the beginning. And we didn't want to see my nephew not go to school because his parents are not good with money and they could not pick up this torch and help him out. Well, what you said was, we'll do it. Mom said it, you said it, and your sister said it. So now that he has defaulted, disappeared, disconnected, ran away, guess what? The three of you are going to have to ante up and pay it off. And it may be at a time where none of you can, but guess what? You told those people, I got you. And unfortunately, you're going to have them. So you can't go back to the parents. Because whether they could and they didn't, or whether they couldn't and you decided to do, you're going to have to eat that one like the DuTime crew, those DuTime crew members said. You're going to have to eat that. You know, yeah, it would be nice if they could come up with $5 or so. Would I let them know what happened? Absolutely. And I wouldn't be telling them, let me tell you what your son did. I would just inform them why, because it is their son, and they need to know what happened. But and let them, if they choose to say, well, you know what, we feel bad. We didn't do it because we couldn't, or we didn't do it because we knew he would. You know, we'll pay back, you know, $100 of it because we ain't got nothing more than that. Or whatever. Let them, you know, determine that, but definitely not to, you know, have them assume the responsibility of repayment because they did not commit to that. All right? So, you know, fake. The world is fake. Satan is fake. Remember, the Bible says that he makes himself appear as beauty. And then at the end of the day, you are duped. Don't get duped by the enemy. That's what happens. That's what he's here to do. He's here to kill and destroy. And don't fall for the okey-doke. Ah! Don't fall for the okey-doke, because that's exactly what this is. Choose Jesus today, and he's got your back. He says, I got you. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction, and don't fall for the okey-doke, okay? remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off today, and I want to thank my Due Time crew who came through big time. Big time, big time. And I want to thank you for hanging out and listening and contributing to the conversation. Please choose Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to us. Until tomorrow, God spares, Freestyle Friday, where we let the men have their say. I love you.